This is Bucky McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I love radio. I love that it's old school, but it's possibly making a comeback, like chickens. And that it's low impact on the environment, also like chickens. And that it can bring people together. You guessed it, like chickens. I also love that you can listen to radio while washing your dishes, gardening, or playing with your chickens. I love that it's dirt cheap to produce a show like this broadcast that is syndicated widely. Every other week, I meet someone who knows the show and is thrilled to learn that I'm Bucky. I like to think I'm doing my bit to spread the word and accomplish the agenda of a coop in every yard and maybe a few apartments. When I first started chickening, it was rare, especially in urban areas. But nowadays, you can't get through a media month without at least one new piece about chickening. Heck, it's getting so big that media outlets like Salon are publishing backlash pieces saying, nah, there's nothing to see here. And hardline animal liberation theologians are trying to discourage people, or at least other people, from having chickens. I know I'm not the only chicken evangelist out there, but I get my share of new chickeners who cite me as a major influence, and that feels good. But radio has its disadvantages. The human brain, many tell me, learns most effectively when receiving visual input. I don't know if that's actually gospel, but most certainly we do live in a world where most people are used to and feel entitled seeing a picture of whatever you're trying to tell them. Which might explain why some people still haven't signed on to the Bucky McCall agenda, and most of the listeners I meet or hear from already have chickens, or at least are already thinking about getting some. Just recently, I've had a few experiences that have really driven this point home. First, there's the case of the community garden near my home. If you don't live in a city with community gardens, the deal is, sometimes an abandoned lot captures the attention of nearby residents with a yearning to beautify or even grow edibles. Somehow, either through philanthropic contribution, government intervention and eminent domain, or something more or less akin to squatting, the agriculturalists move in and start doing their thing. How a particular community garden is organized varies and makes for some fascinating reading and listening for those inclined to Google guerrilla gardening or community gardens. But the one near me is sanctioned by New York City government and organized semi-autonomously. It contains about 115 plots, most of them 100 square feet or so, a few as big as 300, and there's a big community plot that's collectively cultivated by folks on the waiting list for their own plots. It's a diverse group, but everyone is more or less groovy and aware of food and agriculture issues. I got it in my head that since it's in a visible place and has a lot of visitors passing through the neighborhood, it would be a great place to take the McCall flock to eat a few bugs and weeds out of the compost area, maybe leave a little poop behind to accelerate their compost or fertilize a few plots, but mostly to talk to and educate passersby about chickens and encourage them to podcast my show or become Facebook fans. What surprised me was that when the chair of the steering committee asked the group how they felt about chicken visitation, which I expected to be a formality, it became a scandal. Folks were really worried that the chickens would overrun the garden, pecking children, eating everything in sight, flying over the 15-foot fence and running through the neighborhood, creating traffic chaos and liability. Some even thought the chickens might find their way back at night and do some stealth destruction. After quite a bit of talk about how these three hens are all under 8 inches tall, weigh less than a pound, and are extremely tame, and several vows to supervise the chickens very closely and only allow them in a small area, we achieved provisionary permission. I could sense the suspicion as I approached the garden with our hand carrier. But as you may have already guessed, 3 hours later, all the gardeners there wanted to know how often we could please come back. We've done it several times now, and each time there's one person who still hasn't seen the hens in the garden, and they express their suspicion right away. Their skepticism perhaps even amplified by all the stories they've heard from the others about how great the chickens are. But so far, everyone's a convert once they see them there. The chickens are now featured on the group's website and are very popular with visitors and gardeners alike when they come. People just didn't believe it would be okay till they saw it with their own eyes. Around the same time, a friend scheduled me and the flock to show up at a house party and fundraiser for Astoria Park Alliance, a volunteer group that works with the city parks department to enhance enjoyment of the public space near my home. So I showed up with the chickens, did my little standard speech about the McCall agenda and how chickens enhance gardening and are adorable and virtually anybody can keep chickens, and then I let people watch them peck at weeds, and I demonstrated how to hold them. The next day, virtually everyone uploaded pictures of themselves with chickens to various web and social networking sites. It didn't surprise me that the chickens were a hit, but what did surprise me is that several people I've known for many months said basically the same thing to me.
Well, I see you at these networking events, and you hand me that visually appealing business card and tell me about the radio show and the Bacaw agenda. It sounds pretty sensible and straightforward the way you tell it, but still, I have to admit, I thought you were kind of crazy until I actually saw the chickens.
And I said, well, I'm glad to hear that, but I'm confused. If you're not going to take my word for it, it takes a few weeks at the very least to really see the results of their bug and weed eating, nutrient rich pooping, incomparably delicious, nutritious egg laying, and cute behavior and ways to really understand the magic of chickens. How'd you get converted in 10 minutes?
I don't know. I had to see them.
That really impressed me. It also made me think back and realize that when I started chickening in Boise, Idaho, people also said,
yeah, cool.
But only friends who visited the coop were truly enthusiastic. Later, I moved the flock to a more public space off a main road and visible from a popular alley between parking lot of two stores used by shoppers and as a neighborhood shortcut, and folks were constantly stopping to ask questions, and eventually threatening to start their own coops. Kevin, my buddy who adopted the original Bacaw flock, is still getting attention. He's kind of a Bacaw franchise in and of himself. I wish it was possible for me to meet every chicken skeptic across our great nation, but the next best thing would be if I knew my listeners with flocks were out there showing their chickens off. Believe me, it's gratifying in all kinds of ways to see the expression on people's faces change from, you sure sound intelligent for a crazy person, to, wow, you're doing something awesome. I want to do it too. And the more folks that join our agenda, the better it will be for all of us. More people to trade ideas and eggs and veggies and breeding stock with. More people to help change or protect laws in favor of small chickening when necessary. And you know, not for nothing, less environmental impact from factory farming, better national food security with everyone raising some food, and better nutrition, meaning less strain on the national healthcare system. But most of all, as you with chickens know, we'll all just be plain happier. So invite people over, organize coop tours, and take your chickens on field trips. For those without chickens, I know you're tuning in and listening because I have such a romantic voice. And eventually, I may convince you. But why not get out and see some real-life chickens in action? Look for small farms in your area that do tours, or even better, tour small coops of people who live similarly to you, with the addition of chickens, of course. I assure you, you can find them on the backyard chicken message boards. As for me, I vow to update my website, BuckyBacaw.org, with some chickening pictures and update links to resources in the weeks ahead. Let's get some action around here. What do you say? Please let me know about your chicken outreach so we can talk about it on the broadcast, or just generally encourage me with an email to Bucky@RadioBoise.org. It gets kind of lonely in Radio Land, you know, despite my rich and chickeny life. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.